This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We are, what, 6 days from the midterm elections, right? There was some chatter as the campaigns began, lo those many months ago, that this was going to be the year politics went digital, that online campaign ads were the wave of the future. And they may well be, but anybody living in a state with a tight race can tell you that it ain't gonna be this year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Gender explains why television advertising has so much political staying power.
Evan Tracy is on the front lines of the political ad wars, feeding ammunition to the candidates. Tracy is senior vice president at National Media Research, Planning and Placement, a Republican consulting firm in a renovated warehouse just outside Washington. It looks like a tech startup, all exposed brick and black metal stairways. Tracy shows me around.
Basically a full-service production suite that...
It's pumping out TV commercials. Tracy advises candidates, buy as much TV advertising as you can. Ignore those people who say TV is dead.
If the predictions of TV being dead are true, then it's being buried in money.
Tracy says, sure, TV audiences are aging, but older people vote. And TV ads can work with online ads to catch younger voters who watch TV with smartphone in hand.
So if I can have my voice and pictures on your TV screen and have my digital ad on your smartphone, I've gotten you two ways now.
Plus, TV can be targeted more than ever now. Cable set-top boxes tell campaigns exactly what you're watching. They figure out what your favorite shows are and advertise on them. But Tracy says it's still best to use TV as an old-fashioned megaphone, blanketing the airwaves till there's no escape.
But yes, some of these states right now are just, you know, they're seeing thousands of ads a day.
States like Iowa, where Barbara Trish lives.
It's been really hard to watch TV without being bombarded with advertisements.
Actually, Trish doesn't mind. She loves campaign ads, even studies them as a professor of political science at Grinnell College. One of her favorites features a candidate who compares castrating hogs to cutting pork in Washington.
Let's make them squeal.
Trish agrees that TV is still king of campaign ads, but for a different reason. Candidates, parties, and outside groups are pouring cash into the midterm elections, and it needs a home.
But it's just that there's so much money out there. It seems like they feel like it has to be spent on something. You've got to put it to use.
There's a lot of money sloshing around Colorado, too, where there are close Senate and gubernatorial races and lots of ads focused on women's issues, big government.
We've got to keep our eye on government.
Floyd Cerulli is a pollster in Denver. He's head of Cerulli Associates, and he's getting sick of all the ads. In fact, he's been predicting the dethroning of TV since the early 2000s, banging the drum about how candidates will go digital and look for other ways to reach voters. But even he admits when it comes to TV,
it's still the king.
Cerulli says blanket TV advertising can gain a campaign a few points in the polls. That could push a candidate over the top in Colorado.
But it's going to be close, and so a couple of percentage points can make the difference.
Cerulli says TV's crown will start to slip eventually, but it's firmly in place for the foreseeable future. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.